Welcome to the Cool Tools Show. I'm Mark Frauenfelder, Editor-in-Chief of Cool Tools, a website of tool recommendations written by our readers. You can find us at cool-tools.org. I'm joined by my co-host, Kevin Kelly, founder of Cool Tools. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, it's great to be here.
In each episode of the Cool Tools Show, Kevin and I talk to a guest about some of his or her favorite uncommon and uncommonly good tools they think others should know about. We've got a really special guest today. It's my sister, Wendy Frauenfelder. Wendy likes to cook, fix things, pretend to be a bartender, and do therapy dog work. She's also fascinated with wild yeast and slow food. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing just great. So, yeah, you've written a cool tool review or two before, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
That's right. What did you write about? I can't remember now.
I wrote about stain removers, and there's a line now, I can't think of the name, Devil, something with the Devil.
Stain Devils,
yeah. And they have like 10 or 12 of them, all for very specific kind of stains, and I did a review on each one.
That's really cool. So each particular bottle of stuff attacks a different kind of stain, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We go through bottles and bottles of the cooking oil and fat remover at our house.
That's great. So let's talk about the tools you picked. The first one is a little Stanley stubby ratcheting multi-bit screwdriver. And I just opened it up on Amazon, and I realized that I actually bought the same one in 2014.
Do you know who you bought it for?
Did I buy it for you? Because I don't remember having it.
You did. You gave it to me for Christmas.
Oh, okay. I was wondering where mine was.
Okay. It was like a stocking stuffer that you gave me. When I opened it, I'm like, oh, cool, like a little screwdriver. And I'm the handyman of the house, and I love nice little tools. And I thought, well, that's neat. It's like small, and it's a cool looking little thing. But I wasn't like, woohoo, I got a screwdriver. But it's turned out to be a tool that I use all the time.
And so tell me a little bit, like, what's the difference between this and just a regular screwdriver?
So there's a couple things that I really like about it. And I always keep a screwdriver in the kitchen just so that I don't have to go to the garage if I have something inside the house that I need to work on. So this is my new screwdriver inside the house. And there's a couple things I like. First, it's small. It's really short. It's like, I don't even know how many inches long. I'm going to grab a ruler. It's like 4.5 inches long. Mm-hmm. And so it fits in a junk drawer really easily. So I like that. The second thing I really like about it is it's a ratcheting screwdriver. So if you're like fixing a knob on a cabinet or something, you don't have to, you know, spin it around in your hand. You can just kind of ratchet it in, which I love. But you can also make it just a steady, regular kind of screwdriver. Mm-hmm. And then the third thing that I love about it is you unscrew the cap on the top of the screwdriver, and inside are 5 other tips. So you've got 3 Phillips head and 3 regular screwdriver tips, and they vary from pretty tiny to large and fat. And they're right there in the cap, so you can grab your screwdriver without knowing what kind of screw you've got to work on, and you'll have the right tip.
There's actually a fourth reason that I like these little guys, and that is that you can kind of palm them. There's a little bit of a different motion. They kind of fit into your palm, and it's easier to put the downward motion on them to keep them secure. And mm-hmm. you kind of can twist them, particularly with the ratchet, in a slightly different way than when you're trying to hold your wrist at an angle, a form of normal screwdriver.
Mm-hmm.
And so I find them often easier to use for many jobs than the longer one.
I totally agree, and I'm thinking of a job that I do a lot, which is we've got these windows that roll out, and there's always a screw coming loose on part of the hardware, and there's a tight little gap between the windowsill and the bottom where you have to tighten the screw, and to have a tiny screwdriver like this is just the perfect size.
Right, that's the fifth reason.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, good. I'm glad I got it for you.
You might want one some year.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know what you're going to have in your stocking next year.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, I won't buy it. I'll wait for it.
Yeah, please.
So your next one's cool, and it's something that's from Etsy, which I really like. We haven't had many tools recommended to us that are available on Etsy. Tell us about this one.
Okay, sure. And you know, I actually looked. I always look for stuff on Amazon first because I'm a Prime member and it's easier. Mm-hmm. But I did not find what I wanted on Amazon, so I went to Etsy, and it's a perfect kind of little homemade craft that they sell on Etsy. It's actually a ball jar, not a mason jar, but I like the shape of it. So it's just all one width. It has no shoulder on it like your typical mm-hmm. canning jars. And it's the exact size to fit in my cup holder in my car. So mm-hmm. I love that. And I think it's 3 cups. I'm pretty sure it's 24 ounces.
Yeah, 24 ounces.
Okay. Yeah. And then it's got the regular kind of screw-on lid, but whoever made this took the little flat part of the lid on top and put like a rivet in it and made a hole so you can stick a straw in there. And
a little grommet around the hole.
Yeah, that's a grommet.
A silicone grommet, so it's actually closing the hole a little bit.
Yeah, so it is actually pretty waterproof. I wouldn't say you should leave it upside down in your car, but I'll usually put a smoothie in here, and every once in a while I'll shake it to just kind of mix up the liquid again, and it doesn't come out at all. So it's that waterproof. And then a lot of times these will come with like a metal straw, and I don't like that because since I drink a smoothie out of it, I'm afraid I'm never really getting that clean. So mm-hmm. I found some straws on Amazon that fit to the bottom. It had to be an extra long straw. It fits to the bottom of the jar, and it's got a little bend in it, and then I just toss it when I'm done.
Cool.
So here's something that maybe you can help me with, Wendy. I'm not a big Etsy user because I don't really know how to use it. Are there any kind of tips that you have for finding what you want on Etsy or maximizing what it has available?
That's a good question. It's got a really good search on it. So if you start to type in, mason jar with lid, it'll find the ball jar with the lid or, you know, anything kind of similar to that. And then I usually end up getting sort of related stuff. Like there'll be like a soap dispenser made out of a mason jar or something like that. So for me, it's kind of fun because then I start browsing and getting other ideas. I just search. Sometimes you find a favorite store, you can favorite it, and then you can go back to that store to look at the different items that they have. You can also favorite items, so it's sort of like a wish list.
So is it sort of like Amazon? Does it have sort of like, if you like this, you're also going to like that?
Not specifically, but if you search for something, it's going to bring up related items. So kind of, in a way.
So I noticed that it does have and I don't think Amazon does this. It has autocomplete. So I just typed in ball jar. I see ball jar wire lid, ball jar lights, ball jar soap pump, ball jar candle. So it just starts auto-populating the search.
Yeah.
And then you can pick one. So that's a pretty cool feature.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of fun. And you know, the other day I was looking for a black pearl necklace. And you know, you type black pearl and it starts telling you what else they have. And you think, oh, maybe I want a bracelet too. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Good
That's
way to
a good
spend
one.
More money.
And so do you like, why do you like this particular kind of drink holder or drinking container rather than, you know, one of the typical insulated mug car friendly drink things?
What I love is that I throw this in the dishwasher when I'm done with it. So the main purpose for me is that I use it for smoothies. Mm-hmm. You can use it for whatever you want, you know, iced tea or iced coffee or something like that. But I use it for smoothies when I'm going to like an early morning exercise class and I just need something in my stomach before I go. Sometimes I don't finish it all too, so I'll just drink some of it and leave it in the car. When I come back, I just kind of shake it up a little bit and I'll drink the rest on the way home. Mm-hmm. And then I can chuck the straw, not worry about that. And then I just put this whole thing in the dishwasher and I always just feel like glass gets really clean. And, you know, you don't have to worry about BPAs in case you're wondering if you have an older plastic container of some kind. And I'm not real big on having things super cold, so it's fine for me. Mm-hmm. I think if you're worried about that, you'll have to get something insulated. But so for me, it's great. And like I've said in the beginning, too, it fits in my cup holder in my car. So it's just the perfect size.
Yeah, that sounds good. And the idea of being able to just put something glass in the dishwasher or even washing by hand, and it's clear so you can see if you got all the gunk out of it.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly.
So, speaking of not liking metal straws, now you're going to recommend a metal straw for your next one.
Yes. So, that's exactly true.
But it's for a different purpose. So.
It is. It is for a different purpose. And since I feel like alcohol goes through it, maybe it's
self-sanitizing
itself a little bit. So, yeah, the third tool that I am recommending is it's a spoon-straw combination.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at it, it looks like it's maybe about 8 inches and it's straight. And then at the bottom of the straw, there's a slight bend, and then there's like a bowl of a spoon attached to that bend.
Right. It looks like a dentist's mirror almost.
It does. Actually, it does. It's about that same size, too. And I got these. I was looking at cocktail items, and I just, this caught my eye, and I looked at it, and I thought this sounded really good. And we started using it when I was making mojitos. And you got to stir up a mojito because you've got some granulated sugar in the bottom of it when you muddle the mint leaves. So you stir it up with this thing, and then I'm thinking, this is great, because you just leave it in there and you sip through it. And if your sugar didn't all dissolve, you can still start drinking your mojito and kind of stir it as you go along.
That's cool.
And yeah. It's turned out to be pretty handy, actually. We use them all the time.
And a set of four is $10.50, and it comes with like a brush too that you can run through it if you really want to clean it out.
Yeah. And I do, like, once in a while I've gotten mint leaves stuck in there, and you got to use a brush. There's nothing else you can do.
Yeah. That sounds good. And so, yeah, there's no BPA plastic or anything I see. So, that looks like a good handy thing to have.
And, you know, I use it, like, within our family, sometimes I'll mix drinks for the family, and everybody likes a different level of sweetness. So I'll stir it, and then I'll test it through the straw, which is maybe a little less gross than picking it up and drinking out of it. So.
That's good, yeah. So the final pick that you have is some kind of like a grocery shopping list I've never heard of called Buy Me a Pie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I am like a connoisseur of grocery shopping list apps. I've tried a number of different ones. And
which ones have you tried, just so we know?
Shopee, I think it was one of them. And then I'm running a blank on the last one I had. Shopee, I think, disappeared, is why I stopped using it. And then I had a second one, which I think was foreign. I know it was foreign because they have some items loaded into the list, and they'd be spelled wrong. Like jalapeno was spelled wrong, and it used to just kind of drive me nuts. But you can delete them and override them. But and then they never updated their app for the new iOS system, so it started getting really slow and getting a little kludgy, so I stopped using it and looking for a new one. And I found this Buy Me a Pie, which got a lot of good ratings. So I gave it a shot. And the one thing that's hard about switching from one grocery list to another one is that you end up putting in a lot of your own particular food items. And if you switch to a new one, you've got to start that whole process over again. So once you find one you like, I would stick with it and don't be jumping back and forth.
And tell me what it does. I mean, the only grocery list that I've been using has been Alexa's. So I just sort of announce what I want in the middle of the kitchen, and it goes onto my phone list.
That's handy.
How does this work?
So this one, when you open it up, you have, mine is actually organized by store. So I have like a Whole Foods list, a Target list, and a Costco list, basically. And I can open whichever one I want, and then I can add items to whichever one I want. You can have the same item in different lists. You can have as many lists as you want if you buy the paid version. I think the free version, you're limited to maybe two or three. But once you open the store that you want, you have just a search bar, and you type in the food that you're looking for, like eggs, and it will bring up everything that had, like if you start to type EGG, in mine, eggs comes up and so does veggies. And then you just, you'll click on the one that you want. And what I really like about it is that you can color code these items by like grocery store area or by aisle.
I see.
So everything that's veggie is green and fruit's green, and meat is under the red category, and cold foods are blue and frozen foods are like gray. So that way, as you're going through your list, you go to produce and you just see all the produce you need to get is all in one section.
That's cool. And,
yeah. And then as you buy them, you just click on, you know, you buy your tomatoes, you click on tomatoes, and it goes down to the bottom of the list with a little line through it showing that you bought it. You can, if you hit the wrong item, you can also click on it again, and it'll bring it back up into your active list.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually when you're done, if you do your whole shopping trip, you can clear the entire list.
Okay. And but it kind of does remember some of what you put in. So is that the idea that when you're adding them again, you can kind of draw from that pool that you have already typed in?
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. So I tend to put in stuff that I find isn't in your typical pre-populated lists. And so I'll type them out, and then I'll pick which color category I want it to go into. And then that's saved for me. So anytime I, you know, start to type it in the search bar, it'll pop up.
I guess the next step is to have it located within the store. So that as you're walking through the store, it tells you what you need to pick out there.
That would be really nice.
I think they have it in China, actually.
Oh, huh.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. That sounds
some
really
people will like that. Some people won't, because it's like they know where you are.
Yeah. Exactly.
So buy me a pie. That's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. Buy me pie. And you know, if I suddenly look and we're out of lemons, I'll just grab my phone and real quick put in lemons, right? Because if I don't do it, then I'll never remember at the store.
Yeah, I think they should have this kind of Alexa interface so that you could just, I mean, that really works. It's just so convenient. You realize you need it, you just say, I need it, and then it's onto your list.
I actually really like that now. I might need to try that one.
Do you use Alexa or Echo?
I don't. No, but that might be a good reason to do it.
Because, you know, our parents love, they were one of the early adopters for the Echo.
Yeah.
You know,
they were.
They've been using it, and they use it for audiobooks and NPR, and I mean, they're constantly. Yeah. My mother's always talking to it, so yeah.
more than you.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is also it's for the iOS and for Android, apparently. So that works for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, great. That's really cool.
Yeah. So let's see. Do you have? We have a little bit of time. Do you have a couple of nice dogs and you take good care of them. I'm wondering, do you have any cool pet tools that you can recommend?
I have a pet tool to avoid.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
that's fine.
About that.
I don't know. I hate to diss somebody, but I used the WAG app for its, you can request a dog walk. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like requesting an Uber, but it's you know, you take what you get, kind of a walk. Whoever's close by, you can walk your dog. And I had several problems with it. It was really, it was pretty new when I used it, but I ended up having a woman come walk the dogs, and you can see where they walk. They do a little GPS track where they walk. And she walked in front of my house back and forth like 25 times.
Whoa. That's crazy. Why not just go around the block a couple of times?
You know, it's a really good question. I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
No idea. Well, then you're
actually that's actually a good thing that they show you. So in that sense, it's kind of a recommendation for the
app.
That's
true.
True. That's probably true. Yeah. Yeah.
You're right,
yeah.
Kevin.
So are there other alternatives to WAG that they're in that kind of same space of on-demand walker?
You know, I saw one the other day and I can't remember the name of it, but when I had that bad experience, I stopped. And, you know, if you really care about your dogs and you don't know who's walking them, and also, like, you have to, like, hide a key outside for a stranger to come get your dogs out.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. So
yeah, well, that's where smart locks come in, too. That's the newest things. You have one-time access codes and things.
Right.
Ah.
That's interesting.
That would be better. Yeah, that would be better. But so I'm not. I'm just using people that I know. If I need a dog walker.
So we have just a couple of minutes. So I'm going to recommend a tool to you, Wendy, that I know that you'll like. You're familiar with like the OXO Good Grips tools, aren't you? Kitchen tools.
Yeah. They have
something that I got a little while ago called the OXO Good Grips Deep Clean Brush Set. And it's a couple of brushes, and it's like two brushes. It's about $6 for the set, and they're really great for like cleaning keyboards, like your computer keyboards and stuff like that. One of the brushes is cut in such a way that it's like, it's kind of hard to describe, but it's like a roof of a house. It's peaked, so you can like get in between the keys really easily. And then on the other side is this thing that's like a stiff silicone, pointy, chisely tip that really lets you get in there and scoop stuff out. And
I'm just so reminded of that movie Galactica. Remember that?
Yes.
Where this guy, every morning, the first thing he would do was vacuum his keyboard.
To remove his DNA.
To remove his DNA.
Oh, Gattaca? Was it Gattaca?
Gattaca.
I saw that, but I don't remember that part. But yeah, this guy would probably like that. But it's very useful, this little thing. And it's worked like nothing else, especially for modern-day Apple keyboards, where they're kind of the...
grungy.
Yeah, they get grungy, and just the type of keys that they have, that they're so low profile. You need something like this to get in there.
Maybe I could put that on my Christmas list.
Yes, exactly. Watch for that in your stocking stuffer. Well, Wendy, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming on and telling us about these tools. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, it was great to hear you too.